Thank you very much, Mr. Neal. I am very glad to be here, partly because it's warmer here than where I was this morning at 6 a.m., but also because I've wanted to come to Arizona for a long time and see what it's like. I flew through here in a private plane a long time ago before I knew any better. That was about 15 years ago, and I haven't really forgotten it. I nearly killed myself in some of those mountains. Now, I'm going to read you some poems tonight. You have a program, but I probably won't follow it very well. I have a theory about poetry readings, which is that they're supposed to be disorderly. And if you follow a program, then you're making a mistake. So my act, and I think all poets have some sort of an act, is to shuffle papers all the time and not know quite what's going to come next. I'm going to start by shuffling papers. That is, I'm going to reach over here, away from this. Read you a short poem. I propose to mix a few short poems in with maybe two long poems. I'll see how the time goes. Here's a short poem which indicates my Minnesota background. It's called Today, and I think it's probably appropriate to start any lecture where you're posing as an authority of some sort with some sort of statement like this. Today is one of those days when I wish I knew everything, like the critic. I need a bit of self-confidence, like the critic. I wish I knew about Coptic, for example, and Shakti Yoga. The critics I read know them, and they say so. I wish I could say so. I want to climb up some big publishing mountain and wear a little skullcap and say so. I know. Confidence, that's what I need, to know. And would have if I came from California, or New York, or France. If I came from France, I could say such things as, art opened its eyes on itself at the time of the Renaissance. If I came from California, I could say, Christianity was short-circuited by Constantine. If I came from New York, I could say anything. I come from Minnesota. I must get a great big book with all the critics in it and eat it. One gets so hungry and stupid in Minnesota.